Hello, my name is Tyler. I'm a singer-songwriter from South Africa. You might have heard my song, Getting Late, or my new song, Been Thinking. Nyla, we need to talk.
Spend off in the nanos. Yeah. We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I?
All right. What's going on, guys? Nyla Simone here, and welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. Now, today is a very special day because I'm interviewing my first South African artist, and it's not a little artist. This girl has been everywhere. I checked my international group thread, and they're like, you got Tyla coming on your show? It's a big deal, so I want to welcome my guest, Tyla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. I love your energy.
I love your style. You're so beautiful. I love your energy also.
Thank you.
So how long you been here?
In New York or America?
Yeah.
Like, just over a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's it treating you? I know it's cold. It's cold as hell.
Yeah, it's so cold. It's cold, but I mean, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to get the fits off, you know? You get to play around and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was, I saw you were in LA for Grammy week. How was that?
It was crazy. Like, I met, like, SZA, I met...
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, guys, I met Miguel.
Oh,
met,
my God, I love Miguel.
He's, I met Steve Lacy. Like, guys, I met people.
Look, so. No, he's actually on my iPad.
Is he?
Love Miguel. Miguel and Stevie Wonder and J. Cole are, like, my favorites. So that's so funny. Wow. Yeah. So how was it? Did you, like, fan out when you met them, or you, like, kept it cool? You did?
Yes. I did not keep it cool. I was, like, I was starstruck.
That I is hilarious.
No, it was crazy, like... I really enjoyed it.
Usually people try to act like, you know, oh, hi, nice to meet you, you know? No?
No, I was like, wow.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Did they reciprocate it well?
Yeah, no, they were all nice, all of them.
Did you ask for a collab at all?
Oh, I never go that far. Yo, imagine, I must be asking for collabs. No, I wasn't that bold.
Why? What? You gotta be. Why not? I'm here for it. I would love to see that. I would really love to see you and Ariana Grande collab.
Is it?
Yeah.
What makes you think, like,
you remind me of her.
Okay.
But dancing way more and way more different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it comes to that. But every sound wise, you know, upbeat music wise, I feel like you guys are in the same beat. So I feel like that would be a massive record.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah. Are you a fan of her?
Yeah, I love her music. I loved watching her, like, on...
Oh, yeah, on the, you know, Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
So, growing up, being from South Africa, growing up, what were your sounds of influence?
Music-wise, yo, I listened to everything. My father would play, like, rap, R&B, pop, Kwaito, it's a genre back home, house. So, I literally grew up listening to it all. Yeah.
I love that. So your dad is who put you on to music.
Yeah. And I would say my father did.
I love that. My dad too, honestly. Was your mom into music at all?
Yeah, like my whole family, like my guy family that sing, like play instruments. So it was like our thing, you know.
Do they travel with you and perform with you at all?
No. Okay. Like it's literally just me and Sean there in the corner. Traveling everywhere, but sometimes I travel with like my best friend.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, so
you said, I seen in one of your interviews, you said that you had your sisters in one of the music videos. Mm-hmm. Do they sing and dance as well, too?
My younger sister, she's, like, on TikTok and Instagram. That's her thing. But she doesn't really sing and dance.
Okay. So you're really the only, like...
Yeah. The only sibling that's into all of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. So, all right. So I want to know more about you growing up. Because you're still so young. You're only 21. But you've already accomplished a lot. But what was it like... I guess, how were you in high school? Were you into sports? Did you cheerlead? Or were you, like, always music-driven?
My school never had cheerleading.
No?
No. So, like, I was the theater kid, like, drama, choir, dancing. I was, like, doing all of those.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was my thing.
Were you, like, making good grades? Or you rat at it more into the arts?
No, I was getting good grades.
Okay.
Yeah, I was getting good grades.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, but my focus was there.
Always music?
Always. I was always there.
Where, do you know how they have, like, those videos of Beyonce, like, performing early on where she always knew she wanted to be this? Do you consider yourself like that also?
definitely. Like, I have videos of me so small, like belly dancing,
wow,
modeling, singing. Yeah, I always knew that it was what I wanted to.
I love that. So they're saying you're the lead of the Ampiano pop sound. Like, you're leading that and breaking it for your country. Now, I went to Ghana for, what is it, New Year's? This past New Year's. Mm-hmm. And that was my first time actually really hearing it live at Afrochella.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, wow, this is really beautiful and it's very soulful. And then when I get introduced to you, I'm like, oh, wow, this is very, like, fun pop, mm, but still just as beautiful. So how did you come up with the sound?
So I always enjoyed making, like, pop music and R&B music. And one day I just decided to add, like, my culture into it, like, who I was. I'm a piano from, like the beats. I always loved I'm a piano. And I just felt like I wanted a taste of home in my music. So that's when we made Getting Late.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was my first song in it.
That was your first song ever?
First song I released ever.
Really?
I know.
I'm shocked. No, I really am shocked. So before that, were you doing, like, R&B covers? Like,
Well, on Instagram, I would, like, write songs and record myself and post them.
Okay.
And then I ended up getting discovered by this guy that's now my manager.
Okay.
And I recorded for the first time there. And my last day of school, every weekend, I'd go there and record and record and make thousands of songs. And then Getting Late was the first one where we felt like, okay,
this is it.
This is it.
Okay, so before Getting Late, what were the sonics sounding like?
It was a lot of R&B and pop. Yeah, Getting Late was the first song we experimented on.
And it worked.
And it worked. Like, it just felt right.
Did you like those other records? Like, would you still release those? Or are you sticking in this pocket that you found and you love?
I feel like I've just become better.
Okay.
Since then, so I would not even look back then. But yeah, like, it was good for that time.
I love that.
Yeah.
So since you've been here, I don't know how long you're staying, but do you see yourself collaborating with some American producers?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Is there any in particular that you're interested in working with?
I met London on the track.
Oh, fire.
And we were speaking a bit about working, so that would be a cool collab.
Absolutely. He works with all the greats in R&B right
now.
Literally,
but I've been working with Tricky Stewart. He worked on my previous song.
Fire.
So, yeah, like, I'm enjoying it here.
I love it. Yeah, I seen you spent some time in Atlanta too, right?
No, I've never been.
No?
Never.
I thought I seen it on your Instagram. Maybe I'm bugging. I'm bugging? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, you would definitely like Atlanta. Atlanta's a vibe. Okay, so Getting Late was your first record. I can't believe that's your first record because that one was so massive that usually does not happen. Are you almost scared of how fast you're going?
Yes. Like, sometimes, like, I want to slow down a bit because I'm like, okay, let me do this right. But also, like, in my heart, I really feel like it's my calling and I just trust that everything will go well. So I'm just trusting in God at this point.
It seems like it. I'm convinced. Yeah. So that being said, it's your calling and you're just getting started. 5 years from now, where do you see yourself?
I see myself performing on huge stages, like Beyonce level, like making production shows. I really want to be a performer. Beyonce is a huge inspiration, like, when it comes to that. So I want to be able to do that and be able to say that, like, the biggest pop star is from Africa, born and raised, you know?
Yeah.
So
that would be dope. We definitely haven't seen that yet. Are you, because right now you only have singles out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be putting out a project soon?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the project theme? Do you have a name for it? When are we getting it? Like, what's the tea?
The plan is to release it, like, this summer.
Okay.
We don't have a name. Well, we have, like, a working title, but I don't want to say anything yet.
Okay. You're not committed?
Yeah, yeah, I know. I change my mind, like, all the time.
Okay.
So I don't want to say it, and then it's, like, something else. So, yeah, but I'm really proud of it, so.
What is the story that it's going to tell?
I just feel like there's going to be a song on the album for everybody.
Mm.
I'm exploring so many different sounds, but at the same time, it's going to be cohesive. It's going to have the African elements, but also be a fresh new sound, you know. And yeah, I think it's going to be a good time. I worked with a lot of people, like, all over the world. So I just trust that it's going to be a universal
project.
Album. Yeah.
Do you want to give us some names on who you've been working with?
I've been working with Tricky Stewart, Teron James, P Prime, he's a producer out of Nigeria, Iris Star, Loj. I'll just name that few.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Loj. I'm new to Afrobeat, so names I know, some of the names I'm still learning. I know somebody who I'm obsessed with Asake's album.
Mm.
I love that project. When I went over there, I'm like, nah, I gotta know who this guy is. I can't wait to interview him one day. But it's cool to see, like, our worlds, like, collab, honestly. Did you ever think that this would be a thing?
Definitely. Yeah? It's about time. Like, in Africa, we've been parting to this music alone for way too long.
Mm.
So I'm happy that now the rest of the world's, like, catching on.
Right. Yeah. How long has Ampiano been a thing?
Yo, it's been... I just remember it being a huge thing when I was in, like, grade 10 high school, grade 9, 10. Okay. So it's been around for years.
Yeah.
But only recently it started traveling.
Okay.
It's literally been, like, our party music back home.
Wow.
So it's, like, very... It's a very prideful moment for us.
So what is, like... Or who are some of the leaders in the Ampiano movement? I guess I'm asking just because I genuinely want to know.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's mainly the DJs that are running it at the point, like DJ Maphorisa, Mellow and Sleazy. A lot of the youth.
Okay.
Are, like, they're running it.
Fire.
So, yeah, that's a few names. And artists, there's Kamumpela, there's Chico, there's Pabi Cooper. Like, we have...
Yeah.
There's a lot of us.
But with Ampiano, there isn't, like, it's not necessarily, like, in rap, it's, like, lyrics flow. They want to hear that. And Ampiano is just about feeling, right?
Feeling.
It's all feeling.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm new to it, like I said, so I'm just still learning and exploring. So I know you're from South Africa, but right now all the Nigerian artists are, like, running it up and going crazy.
Mm.
Have you collabed with any of them, like Tims, Burna Boy, or met or been in the studio with any of them?
I've been in the studio with Wizkid.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, we have a cute song. So hopefully it comes out one day. But, yeah, I've worked with him. I haven't met Burna.
Okay.
I met Tims. So I'm sure there's going to be something happening there.
We need the ladies collabing.
Yeah.
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 And she's got a Grammy, which is super, super
crazy.
Dope.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's actually, I'm really shocked watching this in real time. It's cool to see how our culture is growing. Mm. But okay, so you taught me about Ampiano and then pop. Is pop big over there? Like, do you guys listen to a lot of, like, Ariana Grande, Harry Styles, and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's not as big as it is, like, overseas, but it's big. Like, it's big everywhere. Pop music is literally everywhere.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But primarily, y'all dominant genre is?
Ampiano.
Ampiano.
Mm-hmm.
And then second is hip-hop?
Yeah, I would say hip-hop.
Is it really, or are you just giving that
hip-hop,
to me so
pop.
I feel good?
No. Like, we love American music. We love hip-hop. We love pop.
Okay.
Just Ampiano is, like, our thing, you know?
Okay.
So... It's running the street.
Is it, like, are you familiar with, like, Jersey club music-ish? Like,
I know of it.
Like, Uzi, I Wanna Rock.
Yeah.
Like, how that is, like, a Jersey thing. Is that what Ampiano is to, like, South Africa?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. All right, sorry. I'm asking about your culture. I should really be asking more about you.
No, it's fine.
let me see. So, you know what? I know how to... So I have these questions. These are my getting to know people questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You have to fill in the blank.
Okay.
I cannot believe I actually blinked when I was younger.
Huh?
Like, I cannot believe I did blink when I was younger.
I did.
Yeah, is there anything that you did when you were younger that you're like, I can't believe I did that?
Once when I was like 5, I hid behind my parents' couch and I smoked my mother's cigarettes. Like, I'm not even joking.
In the house?
In the house. I thought I was so sneaky.
That's hilarious.
Like, and my parents still don't know. I didn't tell my parents.
How they didn't smell that?
I don't know, actually, but I just remember being behind that couch and taking a puff. And
that is hilarious. You're there's no way your parents did not smell that. They probably just don't want to believe it. You know, like, maybe. In denial, like, yeah. Nah, she didn't. Nah, not in the crib. She wouldn't do that. The older I get, the less I blink.
The older I get, the less I care about what people think.
That's good. That's great. What is something that pushed you to be like, you know what, I don't care at this point?
I think over time I've learned that there's always going to be people that don't like you, that don't like what you do. So, like, there's really nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So, that's been something that's made me like...
It's not going to stop your hustle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, my first like, viral interview, in the comments, everybody was like, oh, you could tell she's having sex with him. It was just the fact that the whole world thought I was having sex with somebody because we're having a conversation on camera. And I'm like, oh, no, you people are idiots, and I'm just going to do what I want at the end of the day. Because you can think what you want, but it's my job. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
And I know you get a lot of feedback for being pretty. Like, people are like, oh, you're just getting this because you're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Are you over that?
Yeah, I really don't care.
Don't bother you?
Nah, it doesn't bother me.
God bless me. Thank you for saying that.
Like, I don't mind.
As you should. As you should. So, sometimes I look back on my life and blink.
And wish I did things differently.
Like what?
Nah,
everybody. You're in a great position. What are you talking about?
No, obviously I am. But I mean, everybody has things they wish they did differently. Everybody has.
In regards to family?
I guess so. Like, not specifically family, but I mean, like, personal life.
Personal. Yeah. Dating.
No
regrets on dating?
I don't really date, hey.
Okay.
So.
You sure?
Not yet. I'm sure.
I've seen things what online. You saw? You're dating.
What you saw?
You don't have a boyfriend?
No.
She don't got no boyfriend? Really?
You haven't seen one yet?
Oh, okay.
Well, tell me what you saw.
Online, I saw you were holding hands with Rema or something.
Everybody just thought, like, yo, guys, that was literally my first paparazzi experience.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm online. I'm getting my research from the internet.
It's fine. Like, I'm getting it from everybody. But now we're just friends. Like, I went to his show.
Fire.
And he happened to hold my hand and cling. And obviously people will interpret it the way they do.
I mean, look, you're a beautiful girl. He's a lit guy. He's holding your hand. Mm. I'm not mad at it either way if you guys were dating or not, you know?
Yeah.
But, okay, so it's not your boyfriend.
No.
Not your man. So she's still available, okay, guys? So calm down. It's okay. my personality trait. But would you guys date?
You want us to date?
Yeah, would you guys? You guys are in mad discussions. Like, when I Google you, that comes up. And then, I read the comments. But people are really in favor of that.
Mm.
Nah.
I don't know. I just see him as a friend, to be honest.
You just want to live your life right now.
Yeah, like...
As you should. I'm here for it. Okay. I'll leave you alone. My personality trait is blank.
I don't know how to explain it. Okay. I really don't know.
What would you say? You're with her every day.
Yeah, you tell me, Sean. Oh, guys, you're hiding in the corners. Based off like our conversation, what would you say?
You just seem chill and sweet.
Okay.
Nah, it can't be. I just met you. I don't know. We can't do that.
I'm very, like, unserious.
Oh, you're silly.
Yeah, like, I don't take things seriously.
I love that. Do you like dry humor?
Depends. Yeah, it depends. I like humor that's like, what the heck? Why did you say that?
Oh, inappropriate.
No, yeah, maybe. Just like, why did you say that? Like, it's like stupid things.
Okay.
Yeah.
My type of people. I like that. Silly. Your personality trait is silly. You agree with that?
Yeah, she likes teasing people.
teasing people.
So how are you exposing me now?
She's a bully.
I'm not a bully.
He didn't agree with anything we said. We said bully. He said, yeah.
I'm here a lot, so I know. I'm not going to start a whole scam.
Honestly, seems unbelievable, honestly. All right. I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked. Did you ever fall on stage?
No. Yo, God forbid.
Okay.
I have not. Okay. God forbid. Yo, a lot of moments I'm just like, it's a really that embarrassing.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't think of one now.
Okay. I'm not mad at it. An ideal world for you would be blank.
An ideal world. It sounds so cliche, like world peace. Like a world peace. But literally, like, a world where everybody is good.
Okay.
Everybody is, like, no one's hungry, no one's sad. Like, that would be, like, the perfect world.
What about, like, a personal one?
Personal?
Yeah.
For me, the ideal world would be where I'm living my dream, literally, where everything has come true that I dreamt of since I was younger. That would be like.
So what's next on your list of, because you're already accomplishing, you know, a lot of the things on your list from when you were a kid. So what's next on your list?
I really want the album that I released to be very successful.
Okay.
Like, I truly believe in it. So I'm just hoping everyone receives it the way I hope they do.
Love that. And then outside of music, is there anything personally that you want to accomplish? Kids, family, movies, like.
Yeah, I want to get into it all.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get into acting, modeling, like, brand deals.
What are some of your favorite, or well, at least American movies?
I love World War Z.
What?
Like, literally, I like horrors and thrillers.
No way.
Nicole. I like The Conjuring.
What?
Yeah.
I hate those movies. Yeah,
like, I don't know why. I can just binge watch them.
Do you want to be in, like, horrors like that?
Hey, no.
No?
I'll have nightmares for life. I don't want to be in it.
Yeah. Did you watch Wednesday on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen it?
Is it good?
See, That's as spooky as I can get. And it's really not even spooky. It's like the modern Addams Family type of
show. So you can't do like horrors?
Nah. If I can, it has to be like during the daylight where the sun's out and like the sun's still out after I finish the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm paranoid. I know I'm too grown to be acting like that, but that's just me. Okay, so you like horror films, but you don't want to be in them. So what would be like your dream role?
Like Disney, like fairy tale type movies.
Oh, okay. Like Princess Diana.
Yeah, like Disney princesses or like fiction.
Okay. You know, I can actually see you in those scary movies that aren't actually scary. They're like all funny.
Or like paranormal.
Yeah. Where it's just mad humor, but it's supposed to be funny. That I feel like that would be right up your alley.
Yeah. Just something that's not serious, I would be.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, you want to do movies. You see yourself having a family. You want a family.
Definitely. Absolutely. I want like 5 kids. I want a big family.
I love that.
Yeah.
And do you come from a big family?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
How many siblings you have?
Well, there's 5 of us total.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my mother had us like one after the other. We like a year apart.
Good for her.
Yeah, she was just popping us out.
That's like, a strong woman right there. Shout out to her.
Yeah, so like I just see how good it is for us as siblings. Like, we're literally, like, best friends.
Oh, I love that.
So, I would love that for, like, my family.
Are you the youngest or the oldest?
I'm the middle.
You're the middle?
Mm.
Okay. Do you, they say, like, the middle child is the invisible child. You obviously don't feel like that, right? You're the superstar.
Yeah, I never felt like that, to be honest.
Good.
I was always demanding the attention. So.
I love that. That's funny. So, I kind of want to know more about, like, growing up in South Africa. Just because I've never been and I really want to go.
Mm.
I hear Joburg, though, is low-key, like L.A. That's what someone said. Like, sometimes nightlife, you walk outside and you'll feel like you're in L.A.
No. Is it? I never really felt that.
Okay.
LA feels more like Cape Town.
Okay.
Cape Town is in South Africa as well, but yeah, it's like beachy. It's like more chill. Most people, like tourists, go there.
Okay.
For holidays. Joburg is like the city. Like,
is it like New York?
Not as hectic. New York is hectic.
Okay.
But it's like a city.
Okay.
It's busy. Like people are working. It's, yeah.
Okay. And what is like, I guess I want to know, like, honestly, everybody over there speaks English?
We have, like, 9 languages, official languages.
What?
Yeah, so everyone speak, like, most people speak English, but we have, like, 9 languages.
Okay, so are you guys, like, divided? Do you guys have districts? No?
Yo.
We don't have districts. Paris has districts. I'm just asking, like, how is the language divided?
It's not divided by, like, where zone. You are. Okay. But, like, languages come from certain places, but everyone's everywhere, like.
So you guys just have 9 languages because you guys just have a lot of different
tribes. Gotcha. And, yeah.
But overall, is there one, like, primary one that everybody speaks?
Zulu is a very common one, but literally, like, there's people that speak all 9.
Are you able to speak all 9?
Yeah, no. Oh. I can't, sadly.
Okay. But is that common?
Sorry?
Is it common for, like, most people to speak multiple, or?
Yeah.
It is?
Speak and understand multiple.
I love that. Okay. I'm just trying to see what a South African lifestyle would be like. If I grew up there, what is it like? So what's school like over there? Is it like we have K through 5th grade, then we have 6th through 8, which is middle school, and then high school. You guys have the same setup? Mm-mm. No?
We have, like, preschool.
Oh, yeah, we got preschool.
And then we have primary school.
Okay.
And that's, like, grade 1 to grade 7. And then we have high school from grade 8 to grade 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And so you said your school doesn't have cheerleading? Is cheerleading not a thing over there?
There are some schools that have it, but I went to, like, a public school. Like, there wasn't, like, cheerleading or anything. But there was, like, this other thing called drummies. I don't know if you know what
that is. Drummies?
Yeah, drummies. You don't know what that is?
Nah, I don't know what that is.
Like, they drop sticks and there's long hats. Yeah. Like, you know what the people,
like, in England... Like, she dances with the stick, I think?
You know that hat that the Buckingham Palace...
Yes.
It's similar to that hat. And then they throw sticks and all...
Okay, interesting. All right, I had to look into that. Never heard of it. what else did you guys have? Wrestling? Y'all got wrestling. No?
Not in school.
No?
Not the school I went to.
Wow. So what did they offer?
Like soccer.
Okay.
Rugby.
Okay.
Yeah, athletics, like running.
Okay. Yeah, we have that.
We had, like, drama, like plays.
Okay.
Choir.
All right,
tennis.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tennis. Okay, cool. It's so funny. Do you guys have lacrosse over there?
What's that?
Lacrosse? Never seen lacrosse? Wow, I used to play lacrosse. That's so crazy.
What's lacrosse?
Lacrosse is like, you guys have field hockey?
Hockey. Yeah.
Okay. Similar. So hockey, field hockey is grass. Like on the grass. Yeah. And then lacrosse is similar to field hockey, but it's not like you keep your stick up. And you cradle it instead of, like, I'll just have to show you a video.
Yeah.
I'll show you a video. That's so funny. Okay. So, you never wanted to go to college, or were you thinking about doing college?
It was never something I wanted to do.
Right.
If I did it, was because, like, I had to.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I almost went into, like, studying mining engineering, which is, like,
why?
Literally. But at the point, I was like, yo, if I'm not going to do my passion, I'm just going to chase that bag. Mm. And I know mining engineering, hey, you get money.
Absolutely.
So I was like, yo. But then eventually I was like, nah.
Did you try it out and you were just bored as hell?
No. Like,
your personality type, I feel like you would just go mad.
I would have definitely gone mad.
Yeah. But,
like, when I was finished school, I was telling my parents, like, well, I couldn't tell them. I was, like, begging my parents, like, please, can I not study?
Were they strict on you about that? Because I know in America, African parents,
yeah,
same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
They wanted me to study. Because in their mind, if I didn't study, I'm going to be a poor, I'm not going to have a job. But because I was a year younger than my school, after like a lot of crying and begging, they let me take like a year to do my music. And that's the year everything happened.
Wow.
So
that's so good. I'm happy they let you do that. I'm sure they're happy they did too.
Yeah, they're all very happy.
Yeah. That's fly. And that was during the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what was the pandemic like for you? That was like your all or nothing year?
Yeah. It was so hard. Like, because in my mind, this was my year. Like, I got this year to do what I need to do. And then now we're stuck inside.
Right.
It was so hard. But, like, I pushed. And it made me push even more. You know?
Creatively?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted it so bad. I still want it so bad. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be more than fine.
Thank you.
Let me see. Do I have any other questions? I don't think so. Did I miss anything? No?
She touched on music, personal life. Did you speak about the video that she just dropped?
Hey, check you, Sean.
It's in the pink. She's wearing pink. I watched like 3 videos back to back. This is Thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I watched it.
She just dropped that like 9 days, 10 days ago.
Okay. So I saw you just drop the music video for Thinking. Been Thinking. Wait, that's not the record about the relationship that's not going to work, right?
No, it's about, like, I've been thinking about you.
Hold on. No, I want to ask about the other record. Because that one had me sad. I'm like...
Oh, to Lust.
Huh?
The slower one.
The slower one.
Mm.
Let me get this right. Oh, yeah, To Last. So let's talk about To Last. Because it sounds like you were in your bag when you wrote that record. Because it had me in my bag while listening to it. What was happening when you wrote that?
So... A lot of people think it was a personal experience.
That's what it sounds like.
It does, but it was like a very close friend of mine at the time was going through something and opening up to me. So when I was making music, we had like a writing camp.
Okay.
And I was making music, and it was around the same time where I was like helping my friend through
her situation.
Yeah, and just when I heard the beats, like it just felt right at that moment, and I just wrote as if I was in her shoes.
Okay. You're not just saying this because you don't want us to know that this is about you and somebody who you want to deny.
No. Like, this is about, yeah.
A real relationship that happened, but not yours personally.
But it's still something I can relate to.
Yeah.
Because everybody has felt disposable before, and it's a terrible feeling.
It is.
No, so.
Beautiful record. Very well written. You wrote it by yourself? Wow. You write all your things by yourself?
Sometimes I collaborate
with
writers, but that song was very personal, so it didn't feel right to work with anyone on that song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very talented. I love that. You produce also?
Oh, I wish.
No, not there yet.
Not there yet.
I'm not putting it past you. You do a lot. You dance, you act, you sing. So, have you ever tried rapping?
Low-key.
Yeah?
No, guys, I'm not a rapper. Like, sometimes I just put YouTube beats and I'm there.
No way.
But it's not good. But I feel like I can get there.
You should really let us be the judge of that. Because it really might be a secret talent in your arsenal. You know, you never know.
Hey, maybe, but not right now.
No.
Not right now.
And you know, it's cool when you hear like Mary J. Blige rap on What's the 401. You know, like we don't want to hear Mary rap all the time. And when she does give it to us, even Beyonce, when she gives it to us, it's cool. It's fun. But yeah, no, I'm not trying to convert you to a rapper. I'm just messing with you. But let's talk about your new music video that you dropped, Think About, that just dropped a few days ago.
Been thinking.
I'm butchering that.
It's okay.
Let's talk about Been Thinking. It just dropped. Where were you at when you recorded that?
I was in LA last year.
Okay.
And I was in Westlake Studios, the studio where like Michael Jackson recorded most of his hits. It was so crazy being there. And I worked there with Tricky Stewart and Teron James. So we just made the song and the label heard it and was like, you need to shoot a video, we're dropping it.
Wow.
So then initially we were supposed to shoot it in LA and I was like, no ways, let's go home, let's go to South Africa. So not long after, we flew back to South Africa, and we had like 2 days to prep for this video, to learn the whole choreo, get dances and everything.
2 days?
Yeah, like 2-3 days.
Oh, wow.
And we ended up recording, like shooting the video, almost like 24 hours straight. Straight.
Sheesh.
It was like, because we had like a time crunch.
Yeah.
So,
do you do the do you come up with the choreo for the videos?
No. I work with this choreographer in South Africa, Lishay.
Okay.
He's crazy. And also, Fatima, she's an American choreographer that also collaborated on it.
Nice. Super dope. I love that. 24 hours is nuts. That's a long ass day, it sounds like. But that's cool. And the looks. Who does the styling? Who does the styling?
Well, this is on me. But I work with my best friend. She's a stylist.
Nice.
The Gemini. Yeah, she's a crazy stylist from South Africa.
Wait, that's her name, the Gemini?
Yeah, her name.
Her name?
Yeah, her name is Tato.
But she goes by the Gemini?
The Gemini, yeah.
She's a Gemini?
She's a Gemini.
Interesting. I like Geminis. They're very artsy. All right, cool. Well, I'm looking forward to everything you have going on. Thank you for stopping by and chopping it up with me. Please shout out your Instagram. Let everybody know where they can follow you and tap in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
My Instagram is at Tyla, so at T-Y-L-A. And then you can find the rest of my socials.
Love it. Until next time, guys. Bye.